The state employee contracts cover 5 union bargaining units representing about 2,400 workers. While about 69,000 non-union state workers got 1% raises last July, these union employees did not. It's a departure from the way the state used to run things before Act 10, when unions would reach their deals first, and those would set the table for what non-union workers would get. In this case, the 1% raises coming to these union workers will be applied retroactively to last July. The Badger Care tweak being taken up in the Senate tomorrow effectively irons out the final details of changes to Badger Care the legislature approved in December. It affects parents who earn more than the federal poverty level, a group that's slated to lose Badger Care coverage on April 1st and will be expected to sign up for the federal health insurance marketplace instead. Under the plan before the Senate, they'd have to be signed up for that Badger Care by February 1st, otherwise they'd no longer be eligible. While the dates and income standards can get complicated, the bottom line is that this change is projected to reduce the state's Badger Care enrollment by a few thousand people in February and March. It's perhaps the most controversial item on the legislature's agenda for tomorrow. A charter schools bill was removed from the schedule. The legislature will be back in session next week in advance of Governor Walker's State of the State address. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.